This is the Power of Your Subconscious Mind podcast, a chapter-by-chapter reading of Joseph Murphy's The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, which is in the public domain. This book was written in 1963, and although the language is a bit arcane at times, the concepts are still cutting edge. I'm your host, Lane Smith Brown, and I am a coach at lanesmithbrown.com and the host of the Unleash Your Life podcast. I help my students apply the concepts in this book by helping them understand what is really playing in their subconscious mind. That's a mystery to most people, and why so many people read or listen to this book and don't get the results they want. Check out the links in the show notes or go directly to lanesmithbrown.com. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, brought to you by WeirdHummingbirds.com. This book is in the public domain. Chapter 20, How to Stay Young in Spirit Forever. Your subconscious mind never grows old. It is timeless, ageless, and endless. It is a part of the universal mind of God, which was never born and will never die. Fatigue or old age does not have an impact on any spiritual quality or power. Patience, kindness, veracity, humility, goodwill, peace, harmony, and brotherly love are attributes and qualities that never grow old. If you continue to generate these qualities here on this plane of life, you will always remain young in spirit. Years alone are not responsible for bringing about degenerative disorders. It is not time itself, but the fear of time that has a harmful effect on your mind and body. Indeed, the neurotic fear of the effects of time may well be the cause of premature aging. During the many years of my public life, I have had occasion to study the biographies of famous men and women who have continued their productive activities into the years well beyond the normal span of life. Some of them even achieve their greatness for the first time in old age. It has also been my privilege to meet and get to know countless individuals of no special prominence who, in their lesser sphere, belong among those hardy mortals who have proved that old age itself does not destroy the creative powers of the mind and body. He had grown old in his thought life. A few years ago, I called on an old friend in London, England. He had recently turned 80. For many people, this is cause for rejoicing, but unfortunately not for him. I was deeply shocked when I saw him. He looked and felt weak, even ill, although he admitted that his doctor had not found any particular medical problem. "Doctors are idiots," he proclaimed. "I know very well what my disease is. It is life itself." I asked him what he meant. "No one wants or needs me," he cried. "And why should they? I'm of no use anymore. We are born, we grow up, we get old, and we die, and that's the end of the story." I saw that, in a way, he was right in his understanding of his illness. He was sick, not because of life, but because of the way he viewed life. His mental attitude of futility and worthlessness had brought about his sickness. He was looking forward only to sentience, and after that, nothing. Indeed, he had grown old in his thought life, and his subconscious mind made manifest everything he was expecting and dreading. Age is the dawn of wisdom. Unfortunately, many people have the same attitude as this unhappy man. They are afraid of what the term old age, the end, and extinction. What this really means is that they are afraid of life, yet life is endless. Age is not the flight of years, but the dawn of wisdom. Wisdom is the awareness of the tremendous spiritual powers of your subconscious mind and the knowledge of how to apply these powers to lead a full and happy life. Get it out of your head once and for all that 65, 75, or 85 years of age is synonymous with the end for you or anybody else. It can be the beginning of a glorious, fruitful, active, and most productive life pattern, better than you have ever experienced. Believe this, expect it, and your subconscious will bring it to pass. Welcome the change. Old age is not a tragic occurrence. What we call the aging process is really change. It is to be welcomed joyfully and gladly. Each phase of human life is a step forward on a path that has no end. We have enormous powers that transcend the limits of our bodily powers. We have marvelous senses that transcends the limit of our five physical senses. Life is spiritual and eternal. We need never grow old, for life or God cannot grow old. The Bible says that God is life. Life is self-renewing, eternal, indestructible, and is the reality of all people. Life is. A woman once asked Thomas Edison, the electrical wizard, "Mr. Edison, what is electricity?" He replied, "Madame, electricity is. Use it." Electricity is the name we give an invisible power that we do not fully comprehend. Yet we learn all we can about the principles of electricity and its uses. We use it in countless ways. Scientists cannot see an electron with their eyes, yet they accept it as a scientific fact because it is the only valid conclusion that coincides with other experimental evidence. We cannot see life. However, we know we are alive. Life is, and we are here to express it in all its beauty and glory. Mind and spirit do not grow old. The Bible says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God." John 17:3. Anyone who thinks or believes that the earthly cycle of birth, adolescence, youth, maturity, and old age is all there is to life is indeed to be pitied. Such a person has no anchor, no hope, no vision. To that person, life has no meaning. This type of belief brings frustration, stagnation, cynicism, and a sense of hopelessness that leads to neurosis and mental aberrations of all kinds. What if you can no longer play a fast game of tennis or swim as fast as your children? What if your body has slowed down or you walk with a slow step? Remember, life is always clothing itself anew. What people call death is but a journey to a new city in another dimension of life. I say to those who come to my lectures that they should accept that we call old age gracefully. Age has its own glory, beauty, and wisdom and that belong to it. Peace, love, joy, beauty, happiness, wisdom, goodwill, and understanding are qualities that never grow old or die. Ralph Waldo Emerson, poet and philosopher, said, "We do not count a man's years until he has nothing else to count." Your character, the quality of your mind, your faith, and your convictions are not subject to decay. You are as young as you think you are. I give public lectures in Caxton Hall in London, England, every few years. Following one of these lectures, a surgeon came up to me to speak. "I am 84 years of age," he told me. "I operate every morning, visit patients in the afternoons, and I write for medical and other scientific journals in the evening." His attitude was that he was as useful as he believed himself to be and as young as his thoughts. He said to me, "It's true what you said just now. A person is as strong as he thinks he is and as valuable as he thinks he is. This surgeon has not surrendered to advancing years. He knows that he is immortal. His final comment to me was, if I should pass on tomorrow, I will find myself helping and curing people in the next dimension, not with a surgeon's scalpel, but with mental and spiritual surgery." Man, that's good stuff. Do you have a long list of what it is you want to draw into your experience? Were you taught that this is possible from early on, or is this new? If you weren't brought up doing this, then you have some self-sabotaging conditioning playing in your subconscious mind. If you want to improve your odds of this stuff working for you, then check out the resources in the show notes. Your gray hairs are an asset. Don't ever walk away from an opportunity while thinking, "I'm too old to take this on." That way lies stagnation and mental death. If you become convinced you are finished, your subconscious mind will accept that belief and bring it into reality. Some people are old at 30, while others are young at 80. The mind is the master weaver, the architect, the designer, and the sculptor. The playwright George Bernard Shaw was still active at 90, and the artistic quality of his mind had not relaxed from active duty. I meet men and women who tell me that some employers almost slam the door in their faces when they say they are 40. This attitude on the part of employers is cold, callous, and completely void of compassion and understanding. Who decreed that you must be under 35 years of age to receive consideration? The reasoning behind this is shallow and specious. If the employer would stop to think, he or she would realize that the person was not selling his or her age or gray hair. Rather, the person would be willing to give of his or her talents, experience, and wisdom gathered through years of experience in the marketplace of life. Age is an asset. Your age should be a distinct asset to any organization because of your practice and application through the years of the principles of the Golden Rule and the law of love and goodwill. Your gray hair, if you have any, should stand for greater wisdom, skill, and understanding. Your emotional and spiritual maturity should be a tremendous blessing to any organization. People should not be shunted to the sidelines at 65 or at any particular chronological age. That is a time of life when they could be most useful in handling personnel problems, making plans for the future, making decisions and guiding others in the realm of creative ideas based on their experience and insights into the nature of the business. Be your age. I've had it with this business, a Hollywood scriptwriter told me. I've done first-rate work for years. I know my craft as well as anyone in town. I've won awards at festivals around the world. Puzzled, I asked, "Then what's wrong?" He threw up his hands. The last story conference I went to, this 30-year-old studio executive told me I couldn't relate to today's audience. When I tried to argue, he informed me that he didn't want any scripts that weren't geared to the minds and tastes of boys 12 to 18. I walked out. This is a tragic state of affairs. How are the great masses of people expected to become emotionally and spiritually mature if they are fed such a diet? They are being blinded to the potential they have within them for personal growth. They are told that they must glorify youth, even though in reality youth stands for inexperience, lack of discernment, and hasty judgment. I can keep up with the best of them. I know dozens in their 60s and older who spend their time in a frantic campaign to stay young. They take fad drugs, follow fad diets. waste their money on flimsy exercise machines whose virtues are touted on late-night television. Those with greater resources go in for the spa treatments, liposuction, and cosmetic surgery. The constant futile cry is, "Look, I can keep up with the best of them." These people should remember a great truth. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Diets, multivitamins, and supports of all kinds will not keep these people young. They must realize that they grow old or remain young in accordance with their processes of thinking. Your subconscious mind is conditioned by your thoughts. If your thoughts are constantly on the beautiful, the noble, and the good, you will remain spiritually young regardless of your chronological years. Fear of old age. Job said, "The thing which I greatly feared is come upon me." Many people fear old age. They are uncertain about the future because they anticipate mental and physical deterioration as the years advance. What they think and feel comes to pass. You grow old when you lose interest in life, when you cease to dream, to hunger for new truths, and to search for new worlds to conquer. When your mind is open to new ideas and new interests, and when you raise the curtain and let in the sunshine and inspiration of new truths of life and the universe, you will be young and vital. You have much to give. Whether you are 65 or 95 years of age, you must realize you have much to give. You can help stabilize, advise, and direct the younger generation. You can give the benefit of your knowledge, your experience, and your wisdom. You can always look ahead, for at all times you are gazing into infinite life. You will find that you can never cease to unveil the glories and wonders of life. Try to learn something new from every moment of the day, and you will find your mind will always be young. 110 years old. Some years ago, while lecturing in Bombay, India, I was introduced to a man whose friends told me was 110 years old. He had the most beautiful face I have ever seen. He seemed transfigured by the radiance of an inner light. There was a rare beauty in his eyes. I could see he had grown old in years with gladness and with no indication that his mind had dimmed its lights. Retirement, a new venture. Be sure that your mind never retires. Your mind must be like a parachute. It's of no use at all unless it opens up. Be open and receptive to new ideas. I have seen people of 65 and 70 retire. They seemed to rot away and in a few months passed on. They obviously felt that their life had come to an end, and because they thought so, it was so. Retirement can be a new venture, a new challenge, a new path, the beginning of the fulfillment of a long dream. It is inexpressibly depressing to hear someone say, "What will I do now that I am retired?" He or she is saying, in effect, "I am mentally and physically dead. My mind is bankrupt of ideas." All this is a false picture. The real truth is that you can accomplish more at 90 than you did at 60, because each day you are growing in wisdom and understanding of life and the universe through your new studies and interests. He graduated to a better job. Frank W. is an executive who lives near me. He was forced out of his job a few months ago. The company told him it was because of a new restructuring plan, but he believed his age of 65 lay behind the decision. "Do you feel bitter about being the victim of discrimination?" I asked him. "Are you going to sue?" He laughed ruefully. "I could, I suppose, and I guess I might very well win in court. But why should I spend my time and energy that way? I haven't lost my job. The company has lost my services." He paused, then added, "The way I look at it, I just got my promotion from kindergarten to first grade." "How do you mean?" "Well, for instance," he replied, "when I graduated from high school, I climbed to the next rung of the ladder by going to college. I took a step forward in my education and understanding of life in general. My career was another step, or maybe a few steps. Now I've been liberated to do things I've always wanted to do. In other words, being let go is still another step upward on the ladder of life." Frank came to the wise conclusion that he was no longer going to concentrate on making a living. Now he was going to give all his attention to living life. He had been a passionate amateur photographer for years. He made a commitment to take courses in photographic technique at a nearby art institute. Later, he went on a voyage around the world. At each place he visited, he took dozens of rolls of film. He now lectures before various groups, lodges, and clubs, and is in constant demand. There are countless ways of taking an interest in something worthwhile outside yourself. Become enthusiastic over new creative ideas, make spiritual progress, and continue to learn and to grow. In this manner, you remain young at heart because you are hungering and thirsting after new truths, and your body will reflect your thinking at all times. You must be a producer and not a prisoner of society. Laws that prohibit employers from discriminating against men and women because of age are a step in the right direction, but laws alone cannot alter the way people think. Someone of 65 years may be younger mentally, physically, and physiologically than many people of 30. We are here to enjoy the fruits of our labor, to be a producer and not a prisoner of society that sentences us to idleness because of our age. A person's body slows down gradually as he or she advances through the years, but his conscious mind can be made much more active, alert, alive, and quickened by the inspiration from his or her subconscious mind. The mind in reality never grows old. Job said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle." Job 29:2-4. Secret of Youth. To recapture the days of your youth, feel the miraculous, healing, self-renewing power of your subconscious mind moving through your whole being. Know and feel that you are inspired, lifted up, rejuvenated, revitalized, and recharged spiritually. You can bubble over with enthusiasm and joy as in the days of your youth, for the simple reason that you can always mentally and emotionally recapture that joyous state. The candle that shines upon your head is divine intelligence. It reveals to you everything you need to know. It enables you to affirm the presence of your good, regardless of appearances. You walk by the guidance of your subconscious mind because you know that the dawn appears and the shadows flee. Get a vision. Instead of saying, "I am old," say, "I am wise in the ways of the divine life." Don't let the corporation, newspapers, or statistics hold a picture before you of old age, declining years, decrepitude, senility, and uselessness. Reject it, for it is a lie. Refuse to be hypnotized by such propaganda. Affirm life, not death. Get a vision of yourself as happy, radiant, successful, serene, and powerful. Your mind does not grow old. The pioneering heart surgeon, Michael DeBakey, developed the first roller pump for blood in 1932. His pump is still used for heart bypass surgery. At the age of 90, Dr. DeBakey got permission to start clinical trials on a new invention, a tiny pump that can be implanted in the chests of those with severe heart disease. Not content with research, DeBakey pursued an active surgical schedule as well. A colleague said it would take other people 5 or 6 lifetimes to do what he's done. DeBakey summed up his philosophy at 90 this way. As long as you have challenges and are physically and mentally able, life is stimulating and invigorating. His mind active at 99. My father learned the French language at 65 years of age and became an authority on it at 70. He began the study of Gaelic when he was over 60 and became an acknowledged and famous teacher of the subject. He assisted my sister at an institute of higher education until he passed away at 99. His mind was as clear at 99 as it had been when he was 20. In fact, his reasoning powers became even sharper with age. Truly, you are as old as you think and feel. We need our senior citizens. Marcus Porcius Cato, the Roman patriot, learned Greek at 80. Madame Ernestine Schumann Henk, the great German-American contralto, reached the pinnacle of her musical success after she became a grandmother. The Greek philosopher Socrates learned to play musical instruments when he was 80 years old. Michelangelo was painting his greatest canvases at 80. At 80, Cioce Mendes won the first prize for poetry. Johann van Gogh finished Faust, and Leopold von Ranke commenced his History of the World, which he finished at 92. Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote a magnificent poem, Crossing the Bar, at 83. Isaac Newton was hard at work, close to 85. At 88, John Wesley was directing, preaching, and guiding Methodism. Jean-Louis Calment of Arlo, France, was not famous as these people were famous. In her youth, she once met a famous man, the painter Vincent van Gogh, but that did not bring her any particular notice. It was not until after her 100th birthday that those around her began to pay attention. For her, it was the occasion to give up riding her bicycle every day. On Calmont's 110th birthday, she received greetings and good wishes from around the world. Her 118th birthday made her the oldest documented human in history. When asked how she had done it, she said, "I took pleasure when I could. I acted clearly and morally and without regret. I'm very lucky." At 122, her smile was as radiant and contagious as ever. Let us place our senior citizens in high places and give them opportunity to bring forth the flowers of paradise. If you are retired, get interested in the laws of life and the wonders of your subconscious mind. Do something you have always wanted to do. Study new subjects and investigate new ideas. Pray as follows. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Psalm 42:1. The fruits of old age. His flesh shall be fresh, fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Job 33:25. Old age really means the contemplation of the truths of God from the highest standpoint. Realize that you are on an endless journey, a series of important steps in the ceaseless, tireless, endless ocean of life. Then with the psalmist you will say, "They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing." Psalm 92:14. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. You are a child of infinite life, which knows no end, and you are an heir to eternity. Profitable pointers. Patience, kindness, love, goodwill, joy, happiness, wisdom, and understanding are qualities that never grow old. Cultivate them and express them and remain young in mind and body. The neurotic fear of the effects of time may well be the cause of premature aging. Age is not the flight of years. It is the dawn of wisdom in the mind of humans. The most productive years of your life can be from 65 to 95. Welcome the advancing years. It means you are moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. God is life, and that is your life now. Life is self-renewing, eternal, and indestructible, and is the reality of all humans. You live forever because your life is God's life. You cannot see your mind, but you know you have a mind. You cannot see spirit, but you know that spirit is of the game. The spirit of the artist, the spirit of the musician, and the spirit of the speaker is real. Likewise, the spirit of goodness, truth, and beauty moving in your mind and heart are real. You cannot see life, but you know you are alive. Old age may be called the contemplation of the truths of God from the highest standpoint. The joys of old age are greater than those of youth. Your mind is engaged in spiritual and mental athletics. Nature slows your body so that you may have the opportunity to meditate on things divine. We do not count a man's years until he has nothing else to count. Your faith and convictions are not subject to decay. You are as young as you think you are. You are as strong as you think you are. You are as useful as you think you are. You are as young as your thoughts. Your gray hairs are an asset. You are not selling your gray hairs. You are selling your talent, abilities, and wisdom that you have garnered through the years. Fad diets and expensive pills won't keep you young. As a man thinketh, so is he. Fear of old age can bring about physical and mental deterioration. The thing I greatly feared has come upon me. You grow old when you cease to dream and when you lose interest in life. You grow old if you are irritable, crotchety, petulant, and cantankerous. Fill your mind with the truths of God and radiate the sunshine of His love. This is youth. Look ahead, for at all times you are gazing into infinite life. Your retirement is a new venture. Take up new studies and interests. You can do the things you always wanted to do when you were so busy making a living. Give your attention to living life. Become a producer and not a prisoner of society. Don't hide your light under a bushel. The secret of youth is love, joy, inner peace, and laughter. In God, there is fullness of joy. In God, there is no darkness at all. You are needed. Some of the great philosophers, artists, scientists, writers, and others accomplished the great work after they were 80 years old. The fruit of old age are joy, love, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You are a child of the infinite life that knows no end. You are an heir to eternity. You are wonderful. That's the end of this chapter. There's so much good stuff here, but if you don't address the self-sabotaging beliefs and behaviors in your subconscious mind, nothing will change for you. Don't be a listener, be a doer. Get the change you're seeking. The show notes contain links to lanesmithbrown.com, and for more helpful information on how to really apply the concepts in this book, check out my Unleash Your Life podcast. This is Lane Smith Brown, signing off.